The oil tax reform bill that passed the House last week is not getting any new traction now that it's in the Senate. The plan offers more than $1 billion in tax breaks to industry, with a hope, but not a requirement, that oil companies will increase investments in Alaska that could lead to more production. Senate leaders have opposed the plan since it was first introduced in January. Senate President Gary Stevens yesterday said supporters of the governor's plan are looking for votes with an unusual approach.
Well, we've heard from the other body as well as from the governor that to go ahead and pass the governor's bill, and if it's not working, to change it. It's really hard to change the tax structure, and it'd be difficult to down the road to go in there and make some quick changes if things aren't working.
Stevens said legislators have frequently been told that oil and gas producers want stability. He says the supporters' argument flies in the face of that wisdom. He dismisses the idea of making two changes to a tax regime with which senators are already satisfied. Finance co-chairman Bert Stedman of Sitka says before advancing the tax bill, he needs a lot more information concerning the state's competitive position and world oil projections.
It is dangerous for the state of Alaska to continually change our fiscal structure every year. I'm more concerned about getting it right than changing it this year, than changing it next year. And I think we need to put forth a proposal that is basically inclusive of either one bill or at least one analytical process.
There are multiple committee referrals in the Senate. The bill went to the Labor and Commerce Committee, where staff says they intend to hear the tax plan's impact on the state's labor force. That hearing is scheduled for Friday. From there, it would have to go through the Resources Committee and then the Finance Committee.